Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 11 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'll be your host today, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. We will go through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happened to the game, or sort of an update about the game over the last week, and the discussion point for the week, and this week, I'll be focusing more on specific gold-making related topics in the discussion point. And I'll be talking a bit about expectations for gold-making and the progress of gold-making and maybe how and why you think about what level of gold-making you're on, what you can expect to do, and how you can increase your sales and your profits, which is what we're all aiming for. So let's just dive right into my week. So my week this week was pretty amazing, I would say. I almost managed to break my 1 week sales record on my challenge realm for the Gold Cap Challenge. I hit like 2.7 million in sales for the week, which is really great. Like BOE sales are just doing so well for me right now. I've hit the critical mass point where you just have a lot of auctions posted and you're just generating sales every day. Like I sell between 2 to 5 BOEs every day, and I'm roughly buying the same amount of BOEs every day, but I'm making a profit like every day on BOEs now because I'm selling as many as I buy, and since I'm always selling them for a profit, that's just like bringing in on average like 200k 150 to 200k in profit every day over the last week, which is like amazing. I'm sure you can do the math, like that's almost a token a day in profit, which is like pretty amazing. So that's great. And on the side of that, I'm also obviously doing crafting markets and material flipping. That's generating a decent amount of my sales. Like I guesstimate like 50 to 100k per day in my sales is from these crafting markets and material flipping, and then the rest is from BOE flipping. Yeah. And when we're looking at the crafting and material markets, it's the same, like, I'm doing the same things that I've been doing for a while now. It's the best one is Dark Moon Dex, and then I'm doing jewel crafting, I'm doing enchanting, and I'm doing blacksmithing. I'll probably stop stocking the blacksmithing gear, like, pretty soon, as we're getting quite close to the launch of 8.1. That will add a lot of new recipes with a higher item level. That'll just be like completely dominating the current craftable gear and just make like all of the honorable combatant gear will just like not be a thing anymore. They might as well remove it from the game, to be honest, because like it's going to be completely useless. Because the new recipes are going to cover all the same slots and they're going to have a higher item level. So, I mean, like nobody's going to buy 300 gear when you can just buy 340 gear, and it's even if it's going to be slightly more expensive, I just don't think there's going to be a market for the low item level stuff. That's generally the case. If people want to spend gold to gear up, then they want to actually gear up if they can. So that's my week. Like it's gone really, really well. I'm getting quite close to finishing the gold cap challenge, especially with like the sales I have right now. If I get lucky, like it could just be like 1 or 2 weeks until I'm done. It depends on how much gold I spend, I guess. Yeah, overall it's looking very good. Let's look a bit about what's happening with the game then. So, we're currently celebrating the 14th anniversary of WoW, which is great because there are some bonuses we all get during this celebration, which is it lasts for 2 weeks. So I'm recording this on Sunday, so it just started on Friday, and it's lasting all the way to November 30th. Like the main thing you get is of course the reusable buff for 14% increased reputation and experience gain. Like this one is very useful. You really should use this if you're planning to level on alt to get access to more professions, or if you're farming up a reputation for recipes or for something else. Take advantage of the fact that you can now do it much more efficiently with a 14% buff to your gains. Like this is really good. This is so like take the opportunity to work on your characters and your alts if you can. You're definitely going to be really happy if you have a second or third crafter ready for 8.1. Getting the reputations up so you get the rank 3 recipes for the important stuff is also going to be great. Having all of the rank 3 enchanting recipes, for instance, for the next raid tier is going to be great for gold making. And that's it. And there's also the obvious fact that more players will be leveling their alts now that they can get an experience buff and do it shorter. And we have the upcoming nerf to experience in 8.1 as well. And that's great for us gold makers, because new characters at max level means new characters to sell gear to or sell enchants to or whatever. So that's really good. We're now also approaching the point where it starts making sense to look at the changes that's coming in 8.1 and see if there's anything you can stock up on to make more gold in 8.1. Because in Legion, during patches, there were several times where items increased significantly in demand due to the new patch release. There'll typically be an influx of players resubscribing to check out the new patch, especially if there's some interesting new content. So that's something to look for. I haven't delved into looking at all of the specific stuff that's coming in 8.1 yet, because I'm waiting to have a more crystallized and more clear idea of exactly what's coming. So I'll read the PTR notes in detail when we're a bit closer to release, and then I'll see if there's anything that makes sense to invest in. There could be that there isn't anything that makes sense to invest in. That's certainly a possibility, and it could be that you just really want to unload some markets due to the changes in 8.1. But we're approaching the time where it makes sense to look at these things and see if you think that there is anything you can profit from here or avoid taking a loss from. So I think that's important. There's also right now we have or we had time walking for Burning Crusade. Time walking will typically increase the demand for some specific old world gems and enchants. I've never personally delved into this market, but I know that there are some old world enchants and gems that are actually best in slot for time walking content. And there are some few people who care about this and will actually take the time to make an optimized time walking set. But overall, I think this is more of a niche thing to do, and I don't think it makes sense to focus a lot of this. I think you're better off focusing on the BFA markets and what you can make there, because that's where most of the gold is. Because most of the gold is always going to be exchanged for stuff that helps you in the end game. That's just how the game is, essentially. So I think that's enough for what's happened with the game this week, and we'll dive a bit more into the specifics of 8.1 over the next couple of episodes, which might be more interesting or more educational as for what you're looking for when you're trying to prepare for a new patch. So now we'll look at the discussion point this week, which is going to be about expectations, what sort of expectations you can have towards gold making, progress, what progress looks like, and when you can make gold. If any of you are following me on Twitter, at LazyGoldmaker, by now you'll surely be familiar with me posting some of my mailboxes full of sales, and this week they've been really impressive, not to beat my chest too much, but I've been getting up to 700k, it was the biggest, and I've had several above 300-400k. And that's a lot of sales, 2.7 million gold on one realm for a week of sales. That's a lot of gold. And I'm sure all of you are thinking, how can I get there? So obviously getting there is a product of a serious effort that I've not shown on Twitter, because it's impossible to show on Twitter. I've been buying BOEs for most of the expansion, actually. And I started buying the first BOEs a week after launch or something. And I probably, the first BOE I bought, I think I lost 150k on, so I've made some bad deals as well. And it took me I haven't done the math of if I'm profitable yet, but I'm pretty sure that I'm in profit now. But I invested over 6 million gold and I still haven't actually made a profit in total for my BOE flipping. So that's like, this is a slow market that I've built up over time, and I now have the critical mass of items posted so that I can consistently get as many sales as I buy items, which is where you start generating the profit pretty much. A lot of you, or a lot of players, are probably more at the level where they're like, I want to get to the point where my gold making can pay for my subscription through the token system. And like a very typical question that you see a lot on Reddit or in gold making in general is like, can I make enough gold for a token in a month? And if you have a level 120 character, then the answer is like 100% yes, you can. You can farm quite easily, farm enough gold for a token in a month. That will be a couple of hours of farming. It won't be particularly fun if you don't enjoy farming. But it'll work. You'll sell your herbs or ore or cloth or whatever you farm quite easily on the auction house, especially if it's BFA materials. They sell quickly. And you'll get your token. But then you'll have to do the same thing next month, which is where like the fun ends or the fun begins, and if you really like farming, of course. And I don't think this is particularly glamorous, and it's certainly not the way I make gold. But if you're looking to just like get a token now or in the shortest time frame possible, like this is your best for sure. And it doesn't really require any specific like deep or complex tactics to execute. You just go farm an in-demand material and then you sell it. Now if you want to like get truly rich and buy tons of tokens at will, you'll have to play a longer game than just farming for a token every month. While you can certainly get super rich farming, that requires a lot of time spent farming, and unless you like really enjoy farming, that's gonna feel like a chore for you. And I only suggest farming if you enjoy farming. That's sort of the thing. But if you want to focus on the auction house and crafting and flipping, which is what I do because that's what I enjoy, and it's certainly the most efficient way to generate gold for several tokens, I think it will most likely take you more than a month to generate your first token. Obviously, this depends a bit on like how much gold you have and what professions you have available and what recipes you have available. I'm actually planning to see how fast I can do this once I finish my gold cap challenge. I think I'm going to try a challenge where I just have like a 120 character and like 10k gold and see how quickly I can generate a token, preferably just using the auction house. Because I really want to figure out like how you do it, because then I can hopefully teach some of you guys exactly how to do that. But in general, the auction house based methods rely on like slowly building up a larger and larger inventory of items posted to the auction house. Generally, there's going to be like a correlation between how much stuff you have on the auction house and how many sales you get. The more stuff you have on the auction house, the more sales you'll make. So if you're just in one or two small markets, or if you're in one big market but it's a very slow moving market like Transmog, then you just like won't be generating a substantial amount of gold every time you repost. You'll be getting profit, but you'll be getting very little gold at the time. And it'll take like a really long time to generate a token for you. And this is something that a lot of players actually probably get discouraged by, because Transmog market is one that's very famous in the gold making community, but it's a very, very bad beginner market because the sale rate is so slow. So any one Transmog item is going to sell very slowly, and you can have like 4 million gold worth of Transmog sitting on the auction house, and you'll get like 10,000 gold a day in sales, or even less than that. And that's just how that market works, because Transmog just isn't something you need. It's something you want. It's like a luxury good. So that's how it is. So the best markets to easily get rich are always focused on end game performance. Like cosmetics are great. They're profitable, and some of them have really large profit margins. But people are just much more willing to spend 200,000 gold on a BOE that helps them in raiding than they are to spend 200,000 gold on a battle pet or a transmog piece. So a 200,000 gold BOE will sell much, much faster than a similarly priced battle pet or transmog piece. just why I focus so much on BOE flipping myself, because that's where you can really generate gold efficiently. And the same goes for some other things, like 100k worth of enchants posted on the auction house would probably generate more sales and more gold over like a 24-hour span than 10 or even 20 amount times that amount posted in Battle Pets or Transmog. So the thing, like, what you want to do to progress is you want to go into like the BFA professions and then add as many of those as possible, because professions are like quite easy to understand. You just buy the materials, you craft some items that are useful, and then you post them to the auction house for more than you paid for the materials. And generally a lot of these crafted items are quite useful. Like, it's very obvious why the Kraken's Eyes epic gems are useful for players. It's the best way to use a socket on your gear, right? So then you keep progressing, you gradually add new markets, and you also move towards higher value markets. Like, higher value markets, the perfect example is, of course, the BOE flipping market. It requires a lot of capital to get into, as I've covered. Like, I don't even want to know how much gold I've spent on BOEs. Based on, like, my purchase data, I probably spent 10 million gold on BOEs in BFA so far. It may actually be more. And so that's over a long period of time, and I've generated a lot of sales as well. But you always want to work towards more markets and higher value markets. So either add a new market or exchange a low value market for a higher value one. Like, you maybe stop flipping the cooking vendor materials and you start flipping meat or fish on the auction house, because those are just better profit makers, because they're worth more and they're more useful. So if you're starting out, like, you should not expect to see 100k mailboxes or even 50k mailboxes for a while. That's going to take you a bit of time to get, like, into the groove of the auction house and to get comfortable with TSM and to get enough stuff that you can actually post on the auction house and get sales from. So you need to temper your expectations. Like, you're not going to get, it's going to take a while. It's taken me 1 month and a half at least of Legion or of BFA, I mean, before I started seeing like substantial BOE sales. And then once you hit a certain point, at the critical mass where you're, replacing your items as quickly as they sell, that's when you start generating the profits, essentially. And that's also one of the issues with gold making, is that it can be really hard to measure your progress, because your liquid gold will fluctuate a lot, especially if you have very little gold. Like, it's very easy to find 10,000 gold worth of auctions that are very low priced. So you'll easily be able to, like, spend all of your gold on the auction house if you're not particularly risk averse. And then maybe 2 days later, it'll all have sold and you'll be popping up to 15k or whatever. And then you'll spend all of your gold again. And just looking at, like, your liquid gold at any one day just isn't going to say anything. So what I do is I look at a combination of my total sales my total sales over, like, the last 7 days, and the current amount of liquid gold I have, and the current amount of auctions I have posted to the auction house. So if I have 1 million worth of items on the auction house and 500,000 gold, and that's a total of 1.5 billion. And as long as that total, the total of your liquid gold and your auction house value, is increasing, and your total sales per week is also increasing, then you know that you're in the right direction. That means you're generating more and more sales, and the total value of your auctions and the gold you have on hand is also increasing, which is, like, that's where you want to be. That means you're investing intelligently, you're spending your gold on stuff that's worth more than what you paid for it, and you know that you're able to sell the items you have. So to summarize a bit, like, don't expect overnight results. That doesn't happen in, like, flipping and crafting. Work on increasing the value of your markets and adding new markets. And, like, most importantly of all, just focus on the items that players need. Because that's where the gold is. That's where they're really willing to spend their gold. So if you're new, like, don't expect to make a lot of gold with Transmog unless you have a really large amount of gold to invest. Don't expect to make a lot of gold with battle pets unless you have a lot of different realms and a lot of gold to invest. You can expect to make a decent amount of gold with enchanting, even if you don't have too much gold to invest, because you can just make one of each enchant, which isn't gonna like break the bank completely. I'd guesstimate that that's something in the 20 to 40k range, and you'll probably get sales quite quickly back, because players need enchants if they want to maximize their endgame performance, but they don't need a transmog for raiding. That's just something they want. So that's it for me this week. If you enjoyed the show and want more content, you can read all about gold making on my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com, with new posts coming every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. You'll get early access to all of the episodes on Sundays rather than Wednesdays. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you have a very profitable week. Good night, guys.